In this week's parsha, we have a situation where a relationship has clearly become dysfunctional, and then it gets worse. The husband, for his part, is suspicious. He's suspicious of his wife's fidelity. She, for her part, gives him reason to be suspicious. At some point, he warns her not to be secluded with a particular individual who he doesn't trust. And she goes, and she is secluded with him. That's the situation of a sota. The question is what happened behind those closed doors. Now, as much as perhaps we would imagine that a situation like this perhaps should be dealt with somebody who deals with family counseling, or perhaps there are legal issues involved, and the Torah does have ways to deal with the legal issues involved in infidelity. But the place which is chosen to deal with this situation and to heal the situation is the Beit HaMikdash, and the person who's chosen then is the Kohen. Now, this is counterintuitive. If a legal issue takes place, the court would be the right place. But apparently there's something else which is going on. And when we hear about the process which is done, part of it is even to take the words of the Torah and to destroy them, even with God's name on it, for the sake of trying to bring these two people together. She drinks this magic potion, and if she's guilty, then she's supposed to have really dire consequences, which means the default is that she's innocent unless something miraculous takes place. And when nothing takes place, then the husband is then to believe that everything, in fact, is okay. That's the situation. Why is the Kohen chosen? Why is the Beit HaMikdash the place? The Beit HaMikdash is a place for healing. Healing a different relationship. The relationship between man and God. And the Beit HaMikdash is very often full of sinners. Full of people who've used really poor judgment. Full of people who, because of poor judgment, have made mistakes. And the Beit HaMikdash is a wonderful place to try to heal those mistakes. Soon after this section of Sota, we learn about the blessings that the Kohen gives to the people of Israel. The blessing is blessing for peace. And peace is a wonderful thing. But there's a tension in this world. The tension is between truth and peace. Because in order to have peace, sometimes truth gets sacrificed. This is the age-old struggle. In order for two people who each have their own truths to be able to reconcile and to be able to become friends again, one of them has to somehow deal with their own personal truth. Truth and peace are at odds. The Kohen does not search for truth. Maybe that's what the court does. The Kohen searches for peace. And therefore, a sinner can be forgiven, and a family where he has his issues in terms of jealousy and she has her issues in terms of poor judgment, the Kohen brings the two of them together. The Kohen tries to create peace, which means it's not random that these two sections are both mentioned in this week's parsha. They complement one another perfectly. And it gives us something to think about. Those of us who truly want peace in this world need to think a little bit. What are we willing to sacrifice in terms of our own personal truths in order to achieve peace? Because if the peace that we imagine is only based upon our version of truth, then we can make peace with ourselves, but not with someone else.